This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Thousands of people remain evacuated from their homes due to the Aspen Acres fire burning west of the city of Pueblo. Local officials report more than 260 structures have been lost across two counties. Custer County Sheriff Rich Smith says the small volunteer fire department in Wetmore saved homes there.
The fire came very close to their town. They had several days of warning. They set up a massive fire break with bulldozers.
More than 1,300 personnel are assigned to fight the fire so far that has consumed more than 90,000 acres in the last week. The rate of first-time Colorado college students returning to school for a second year increased last fall. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine explains.
Numbers were up 1.6 percentage points. That's about 65% of students. A national report shows that increase is more than the nationwide average. Colleges say more student support with things like more class options, help with housing, and more financial aid is bringing students back. Nationally, Black and Hispanic students came back to college at their highest rates in a decade. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A federal judge has blocked Colorado for now from capping the price of a well-known arthritis drug, the first time a state has done that. The drug is Enbrel, and it's made by pharmaceutical company Amgen. The state Prescription Drug Affordability Board placed a cap on its price, finding it was unaffordable. A federal judge in Denver ruled the state couldn't do that because caps on patented drugs are preempted by federal law. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 4:06.